This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run with Lynn Shouning and Julian. It's 9:20 in the morning, Wednesday the 11th of March. And before we get into the oil and gas sector, let's take a look at the KLCI, which is in the green this morning.
Yeah, it's actually up a little bit, up 0.36% to 1435, and Singapore is also up 0.75%, but the rest of the region is actually in the red. And I just want to highlight actually futures for the Dow Jones. They're indicating that when market opens in about 10 hours time, it's going to open down because the futures are pointing to a 200-point drop, S&P 500 a 39-point drop, and Nasdaq 118-point drop. So let's see whether Malaysia and Singapore can hang on to its gains for the rest of the day when markets close at 5 p.m.
Now, over this past week, Saudi Arabia has instigated an oil price war, which has brought a great deal of volatility to the markets. On Monday, oil prices fell to the lowest since 1991 after the collapse of OPEC Plus talks in Vienna last Friday.
Of course, oil prices were already falling due to weakened demand from the coronavirus outbreak. So we should get some outlook from the oil and gas sector right now.
Yeah, so to do that, we're going to be speaking this morning with Kanika Siamwala, Head of Regional Oil and Gas for RHB Group. Thank you for joining us, Kanika. Now, what is your current oil price assumption and what's that based on?
Okay, so for 2020, crude oil price forecast is now $47 per barrel. We expect crude oil price to trade at $40 per barrel from now until June. With January to February, average crude oil price at $59, first quarter will still see a high average of $53 per barrel. Second quarter will test new lows as this is a seasonally weak demand. We expect crude oil prices to average 40. This is with OPEC producing at will, with Saudi Arabia production at increasing by about 1.2 million barrels a day, or about 11 million barrels a day production for the rest of second quarter. Non-OPEC supply will be peaking at, with additional supply of about 2.5 million barrels a day year-on-year additional barrels. Second half, we see crude oil prices improving at $40 to $55 range, with an average of 47 in the second half. This is a seasonally stronger period. Again, the OPEC producers will be producing at will. Non-OPEC production will now peak at about 2.6 million barrels a day year on year. We do expect a rebound in crude oil prices in 2021 to $60. This is with the assumption that the COVID-19 vaccine will be available, and also with rebalancing to occur with either the U.S. shale oil production lowering or OPEC Plus actions.
And do you think that the recent developments signify the end of OPEC Plus alliance?
I don't think it's the end of the alliance. I would say it's a difference in the strategy and the approach to the current weak demand that is a result of the COVID-19 outbreak. Saudi Arabia wanted to balance the market by larger cuts. Russia had a different view, and I agree with Russia this time round. I don't think you can cut your way out of a weak crude oil price every time. A significant production cut this time round will not stimulate demand or price for a prolonged period, as long as there is a fear of travel, social distancing brought about by the COVID-19 outbreak. The other reason is that Russia believes that this time round of production cuts, the U.S. shale producers will benefit the most, and therefore the second reason is they want to take on the U.S. shale oil producers. So this bear market comes at a time when shale oil producers are most vulnerable, that they have tight capital constraints at the moment. With a break-even price of about $45 and the WTI trading at $30 plus, we believe it is highly plausible that a prolonged low crude oil price could potentially curtail the U.S. shale oil production this time round. They didn't succeed in 2014 to 2016, but they do have a high chance to succeed this time round.
And so what does this mean for your sector coverage, particularly in the chemical space?
Okay, so just going through the upstream exploration and production companies where revenues are directly and indirectly linked to crude oil price, they will be negatively hit. So Sapura Energy, Hibiscus and Reach Energy. In the 2014 to 2016 downturn, Petronas cut their capex by about 10 to 22%. So it's possible that Petronas will cut its spending by around 10% if they view that this downturn will last a couple of years. This will be negative on the local oil and gas services companies as work orders will be delayed or pushed out. For the refiners, these are spread takers, and therefore the spread for jet and diesel, if it's about $6 now, the oil price crash will not affect the spreads, as this would the end product price would move in tandem, so the spreads won't be affected. For petrochemical companies, polymer prices do not react as fast to the crude oil price volatility. Naphtha-based crackers will see benefit of the immediate lower feedstock prices. Natural gas-based companies like Petronas Chemicals and a lot of the petrochemicals companies in Thailand will eventually see a squeeze in margins as the polymer prices fall, while costs are relatively stable and fixed by the formula pricing.
So are you going to downgrade your sector, or are there any? Have you made a change to any of your calls then?
We haven't made any change to the calls because it was a very drastic one-day decline of about 30% around the region. I think it's now oversold. We were actually neutral in Thailand and overweight in Malaysia. I think at this price, we will be looking individually at the stocks, but at this point, I think it's oversold.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Kanika. And that was Kanika Siamwala of RHB Group giving us her thoughts on the oil and gas sector, particularly after the OPEC Plus Alliance implosion triggered a price war over this weekend. Now, she did make some... Interesting, she was giving us some of her price expectations earlier on there. And her expectation is for the average crude oil price to be about $47 a barrel this year, as the second quarter is looking to be low. But she expects a bit of a recovery in the second half and more of a recovery in 2021 based on the assumption that there'll be a COVID-19 vaccine.
Yeah, I mean, that's we all hope that. But generally, second half seasonality is always there because as the Western Hemisphere goes into the winter months, there's a higher consumption of oil, which is typical. But, you know, we are facing this, I would say, perfect storm with excess supply and very weak demand conditions, which has led to this. And maybe also because of geopolitical issues, Saudi, Russia and the US are both all don't want to blink.
Yeah, I think it was interesting when we spoke to Fitch earlier that he said that the oil prices plunge would not cause deflation in Asia. It's more deflation is more vulnerable in Europe. So hopefully that leads to a light at the end of the tunnel where people will spend more as a result of falling prices driven by oil.
All right, and let's take a look at some of the oil players as well very quickly on the Bloomberg. How are they looking, Shani?
So this morning, there's a bit of recovery. So one of the stocks she named, Petrochemical, is up actually 2% to 4 ringgit and 44 cents. Other big oil and gas names include Bumi Armada. This morning is 19 cents, up 8.57%. MISC at 7 ringgit and 33 cents, up 4%. Petronas Dagangan, 20 ringgit and 14 cents. Down 0.10.1%. Dialogue 3 ringgit and 16 cents, up 2.6%. Overall, the whole oil and gas sector is in the green, I think, because oil prices have recovered somewhat from the low of, what, $34 a barrel? This morning, it's $38 a barrel.
Now, that is all the corporate news we have for you. We're about to head into the 9:30 news, but don't go away. After that, we have the BBC Business Daily, where Manuela Zaragoza explores the concept of super forecasting. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.